Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Early in a game, Tom, do you need to be more or less certain, or doesn't it matter if you see a potential major to challenge a potential penalty?
Doesn't matter. It can be 1 second in or 1 second left. You know, if you and your gut feel it's challengeable, you got to go for it.
What is the communication like from Charlie, your video coach upstairs, who can see stuff and rewind stuff and look at stuff, down to you guys on the bench?
Well, that's a big job for Charlie, and a really big job. And he phoned. I only saw it last night. It must have been pretty from up top. He said it was pretty obvious. But no, I mean, that's what he's got to do. They got to watch that game really close. And anytime there's zone entry, you got to look at offsides. Even though, again, because you don't have time sometimes to go back and look, so you got to say to yourself, you know, that has a bad smell to it. And when there's a bad smell to it, you write it down. And, you know, potentially if something bad happens, you're going to have to immediately backtrack and look it over.
You know, in Major League Baseball, when they went to video review, most coaching staffs went to a five. I'm absolutely certain this needs to be overturned, and one is maybe, it's a toss-up. Do you guys have a system like that, or is it just your gut?
It's our gut. We're not as sophisticated as the National Hockey League or MLB. Our camera angles aren't as good. We don't have the things that they actually have. You know, the other thing we have, Schultz, and you and I talked before we got on the air, we have bailouts. We don't get a penalty. Now, if they sat there and said, you got zero challenges, you know, you lose the time with zero freebies, would we have challenged that? It's a $1 million question. I don't know if we would have or wouldn't have. You better really know when you know you're like in the NHL, when you get a penalty, you better really know.
When a team is having its ups and downs and a goal is scored, that all kind of weighs into it, doesn't it?
I don't know. Not really. I don't look at it that way. It's just, I don't care if it's game one or game 31 or 41 or 51. You're going to do things the same way.
5-minute power play that early is hard. We visited with Kirkland Irie earlier, and he goes, yeah, that first shift, you want to get a hit. You want to be physical. You want to get into the game, and all of a sudden you're on a power play. How do you keep urgency that early when you've got 5 minutes?
Well, if they want to score a goal, they better have urgency. I mean, one thing I know about hockey players, they like to score goals. Well, if you like to score goals, you know, you better have urgency. And, again, whether it's 2 minutes into the game or 22 minutes in the game or 32 minutes into the game, to me it's the same mindset. But the biggest thing is, psychologically, if you don't score in the first, like early on, like a 5-minute major, it is a little deflating, but you just got to get over it.
And then you hit a couple of pipes too. That can add to the deflating category, doesn't it?
Yeah, I actually forgot about that. I think we had two pipes on the, I don't know if it was that and that 5-minute major. There was one for sure, and there was one on that second one, or maybe they were both in the 5-minute major. I can't remember, Schultz.
I think it was two on the five and one on the other one.
Might have been. And no, that's just like, come on, like let's get a break here. But again, those are the things that happen.
Both teams, I thought, defended pretty darn well last night. When nothing is coming easy, how can you generate offense a little easier?
It's hard. You gotta fight for it. It's just, there's nothing more I can say, is that they had to fight for it. We had to fight for it. And you just, you know, you want to break something open. You just want to break something open.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, the Olympics going on. Wisconsin's women are here in town. Anytime I see Mark Johnson, I'm immediately thinking of that 80 team and what those guys accomplished. I was 6 living in L.A. before Wayne Gretzky, so it was not even a blurb in the newspaper out there. What was it like living in Minnesota in 80 as that was happening?
Oh, it was huge. It was again, we were captivated by it all. I still remember like it was yesterday. I actually told Deb Welly this the other day. We were playing War Road. The night we beat the Russians, we were playing War Road in Coleraine, and we were listening. A lot of guys were listening. In the skate sharpening room, we're listening to the game, and Roger and Eddie Christian, Roger is Roger's boy, and you know, Eddie is Billy's boy, which would be David's brother. They were listening as well to that game, and so again, I remember like it was yesterday, and we were playing War Road that night. How odd is that?
As an impressionable high school hockey player, what was that like? A bunch of guys that, quite honestly, weren't all that much older than you were, accomplished what they did.
Oh, it was just cool. I can't remember totally what you're thinking, and I mean, I was 10th grade. I just thought it was awesome. And I knew a lot of those guys. I should say, I didn't know them. I knew of them. I mean, my gosh. I mean, everybody knew who Neil Broughton was. I watched him play a lot of hockey. Mark Pavlis, John Harrington. I mean, I watched these guys play hockey all the way up. And when they were bantams and when they're playing high school against my brother, you know, again, you know, these guys, like I said, they weren't that much older than me. So so that resonated with us. And, of course, all the, you know, they got Grand Rapids guys. You had Billy Baker. I mean, like, I just sit there and I reflect back. And, you know, Phil Verkota, you know, was Duluth East. And, again, those guys were older, but they were Frank's age. And I watched those guys play bantam high school hockey. And so I knew a lot about those guys.
Really put into perspective to me, I had asked Kirkland Irie how old he was when he first started learning about that team and what they accomplished. He goes, it was when the movie came out. It's kind of sad that there's that much of an age gap between you, me, and them. But it is pretty cool that that movie did, I think, do a really good job of telling that story and told that story to a whole different age group of hockey players, didn't it?
Are you talking the new documentary?
No, even the original movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're hockey movies, so if you're a hockey player, you're into it. And, no, they did a great job with the movie, and the documentary just was icing on the cake, and that was just another layer of it because it was, you know, it was the same people that you're seeing who won that gold medal, the same guys, and you're seeing it at that moment when they were young.
You've got guys from all over the world in college hockey now, in your locker room too. What's it like when the Olympics come around and that banter amongst those guys?
Yeah, they're talking about it. I mean, I'm sure they're talking about it more at home. I mean, we talk about it a little bit, but, you know, by the time they get to the rink, the task at hand is what we need to do that particular day. But, no, they're all watching. They're watching it. They're glued to the TV just like we all are. And they're watching these games, and they're excited to root for their own country, and that's the way it should be.
I don't quite know how to ask this question, but on the women's side, they've had so many Olympians that are in their fourth and heck even fifth Olympic games, and yet they're still so darn good. As a coach, knowing what it takes to be at that level, how cool is that, that, you know, you're in your fourth or fifth Olympics?
No, it's unbelievable. I mean when you're growing old and you're still playing at a high level, I just try to compare that to the guy's side, and it probably isn't. You know, you can't compare it. I mean, obviously we realize guys like Chris Chelios and, you know, those guys obviously played a lot of years. But, like, even on right now, Team Canada, Sidney Crosby's our oldest guy. He's 38, so he's –